not a bad contest to do. So Nathan?
Yep.
Alan Gordon.
Nice to meet you.
In the senior category.
Gentlemen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great.
Good, good. There's no CAs over here, but I'm gonna start. Are you expecting more?
Hoping, yeah.
You're hoping, all right.
We're gonna meet in this little room?
Good. Well, we'll start by chatting, and then as we get more guys, we'll see if we can work on the same and working on some of that stuff. So how many guys, any first timers? First time competitors?
Yeah.
They're not here yet. Yeah, I was gonna say there will be a couple, I believe.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll save the description. Most of you probably know what the senior category is looking like. Pretty strong agreement with you guys today. Dear Heart, 71-71-70. Tomorrow may never come, or tomorrow.
It's promised.
Promise to no one. I just write the first words I hear, because my title doesn't count, thankfully. 71-69-69. Dead center in the B category, right where we're using the word frequently all the time. Frequently in tune, pleasing vocal quality, frequently in unit, frequent expansion quality, frequent vocal expression. So a lot of good things happening a lot of the time. The flip side of that coin is, obviously, inconsistency is the hallmark of that mid-B level. Where can we take this up really well, translate and continue to translate, take away the lower end of the range, add more on top, and your overall score is likely to climb. How did you feel in your performance today versus what you're rehearsing, versus what you're expecting, that kind of thing?
I felt a little different from when we were in our warm-up room, obviously, because we get this sound back at us, like in the hall that we were in. So on stage, obviously, we don't get that sound feedback like we do in the rehearsal hall. I felt pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
I feel great at having 70, good. 71 right now.
Good. How does that, so is that an improvement over where you expected at least?
We were probably singing in the 73 range last year, 74s, but we've also taken a hit in numbers of men, and so we're in our median ages kind of up here, so I'm very proud of what we've done.
Good. I would have absolutely nothing wrong with what's happening here. One nice thing we immediately picked up on listening to your group is your bass section and your lack of weight in the bass section. The bass section has ping, brilliance, which helped keep pitch up, help keep buoyancy, help keep some of the muddy sound you can hear from some other choruses there. Leeds had one of the more positive things, and also one of the things I'd like to target once we start singing. Leeds, you have very good command of the lead part. You know, you're very lead-like. You have personality in your voices. You have good placement that keeps the melody out front to our ear. It's pleasant to listen to. The one flip side is, though, that we don't all agree as to which personality we're going to choose. Okay, so I hear several different lead types of voices. I hear a brighter guy, I hear a warmer guy, I hear this kind of vowel, I hear that kind of vowel, and they're all good, but in a chorus situation, we need them all to be in agreement. So that's something that was a coin toss. Baritones have a very inherently rich sound, which is good and is an element of your voice we don't want to lose. But given that I've just said how bright and light the basses were, and the leads had, generally speaking, that forward command, if you have a baritone sound that's a little woofier and a little on the darker fill side, you get a little bit of a mismatch, and it can have a different texture, so there's ways to bring that out. Tenors, I noted nothing of substance for you, which to me means you stayed out of the way like good little boys, got out of there. I will say, overall, tomorrow was meant for promise to no one. I heard, and I mentioned this right away as soon as the curtain closed, and we knew ahead of time who we had for evals because they had to set up rooms. And I said, I'm gonna have a good time here because I hear a high B chorus in there. You know, and there's just these things getting in the way. Agreement things, On the ballot, some synchronization things where they maybe lacked a little bit of patience on some of this stuff where there could have been vulnerability, and I think you might have been holding them back a little bit, but some of the guys wanted to go forward with a little more, you know, angst and just that sense of forward motion where the lyrics didn't beg for it, you didn't beg for it.
I was holding back too much.
No, I don't think so. I think they need to follow you on that one.
Okay.
I said be patient. Be patient. Because the lyric demands patience and a little respect, you know. And it's one of those songs.
We were feeling that in the warm-up room earlier when you were saying that. Feeling exactly what you were talking about.
Okay, just maybe getting a little excited about it, getting a little anxious. Do you think we have substantial representation at this point in time? Let's see if we can get into some singing. We may have to close the door.
Go ahead and stand up and let's.
I have a unit.
Let's go ahead and circle up. Why not get in our circle? I'm sure Alan is familiar with people singing in a circle.
Yes.
I did take part of the stage.
We can get some even spacing. So as everybody leaves that side of the room and goes to that side. This will work.
No, it's a circle. We'll complete the circle. We will complete the circle. Hold hands. Kumbaya. We're going to work it. Cool. Let's start with the ballad. Since it's slower, we can talk about some techniques and some strategies that can help us look at some of this stuff.
All right. So, and my
Piper app.
Piper is not here, so... They're young boys, they have to leave early.
Yeah. They're watching football.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet untold.
Listen to the lead solo that, but they make one general comment of permission to the rest of you. This is a challenging piece of chords and arranging, would you agree?
Yep. Yes.
Right. I think from a technical standpoint, you're handling it well. I think the one thing it's lacking is your confidence in the fact that you're handling it well. There's a little hesitancy in your technique, a little lack of support where you don't want to be the guy to overstep it and mess things up. So what instead you're creating is, at times, an unsettled tone, an unconfident tone. Maybe the vowel is just a little wishy-washy rather than saying, you know what, that's an E, that's an A, that's an A. And if you guys just embraced your skill with confidence, I think you just add some elements that would bring up, shore up the bottom end of some of the inconsistencies itself. Trust that you're handling it well and go ahead and step into it. With that being said, leads, why don't we hear you by yourselves, please?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Can we sing that again and just stay on that same high pitch? Put your hand in mine. Da, 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 da.
Put your hand in mine.
Just stay up there. Good. Try it again.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Let's go ahead and put it up. Let's go ahead and put it up there. Put your hand in mine.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good, good, good. So you took a little weight off so that you could get that accurately. Go ahead and make sure that even though you're singing softly, that the details of your sound are not as soft, per se. So the vowel is going to remain just as open. Detail of word sounds are going to remain just as detailed, okay? So let's say that high one, but put your hand in mine and walk with me together. Put that detail in there.
Put your hand in mine.
Don't rush that. Put your hand in mine. He's giving you clear beats. Make sure we're putting the vowels on those beats.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Now let's go back to the pitch. Put your hand in, but still straight across. Put your hand in mine and see.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Improved. However, did you guys notice that they were able to sing a third above that with no problem? But when I bring you back down to the regular pitch, it also sounds like the highest note of your range. Even though I know you have a third above it, once I give you a new pitch, you're like, okay, I can settle everything down to that one. Why don't you keep everything open to that third above it here, but you're going to sing here, but remember you have enough to be here, but we're going to put you here. So don't make that sound like that's the highest note in your range, because I know darn well it ain't.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Ooh, does that sound a little more unified there? Okay, good. Go ahead and now let's go back to your regular notes. But make sure you keep that same ease. Don't compartmentalize your voice based on the exact pitch you're singing at that moment. Open up your whole voice all the time, so that high to low, you're going to have that same unification. So now regular notes.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Keep going.
To a place our hearts can weather. Lost stories yet untold.
So there were a little thing, hard out of context to remember where we were. Very good. So some note things, but the key to pick up on is now I'm hearing some of your vowels. You're starting to listen to each other and make similar decisions. You cannot let your personal strengths and weaknesses affect the sound of the unit, right? At any given point in time, and this applies to all parts, you can be one of three things. You could be a zero, okay, which means you're contributing, but you're not necessarily, this ain't in your wheelhouse, but you're phonating, you're in tune, you got the basic boxes checked, all right, and you're not in the way. You can be a plus one, perhaps, you know, if you're the higher lead singer in the section, once we get to the higher notes, you're the guy who can help strengthen that sound. You're the plus one up there, okay, or if you're the lower, warmer guy, maybe on the lower notes, you take over some of the character of the section or contribute to that more. The other thing you could be, though, is a minus one, which is what happens when you're not aware of your strengths or your weaknesses. You're really the low voice, and you're the guy trying to sing loudly on the high pitches. Okay? Or you're the high guy, and you're trying to grind it out on the low stuff. No, there's someone else there. What you want to be is, at your weak points, become a zero. Don't try and work so hard that you become a minus one. Just be a zero. Just say, I got other guys who are going to be the plus one. And if I could just keep my voice in place, in line, the vowels, the pitches, you know, I'll just be kind of in this. And then when it gets back to my magic moment, I'll be a plus one again, that kind of a thing. Okay? Try it again and see if you can be a judge of where your strengths are. And then in your weak part, a minus one could also be the guy who is so unconfident in what he's doing that he shuts down his voice, and this becomes a minus one, right? So at the very least, if you're going to be a zero, you have to at least have the basics down. Open, supported, singing the pitches and the vowels that we're requesting. If you can get that at a minimum, then you're a zero, and you're doing all right. That's a good thing. One more time with just the leads.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me. To a place our hearts can weather, love stories yet
have a little, still got some note disagreement in there that we're going to want to figure out. But from a vocal standpoint, you guys hear the lack of fighting now in there. Maybe they've got more of one voice. Good, good, good. Basses, why don't we add you onto that, please? And do make sure you don't do anything I've asked the leads to do, because that would just be a waste of time.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good, good, good. So we already know the strength of that bass. You got an easier placement. You're not weighing it down. Fantastic. Feel free to join the leads in the melodic approach. Don't follow them. Don't wait for them, especially since you have a director. Put your hand in mine and walk with me. Take some of that same thing. Take some of that same melodic approach so that you can stay in sync with them both harmonically and from a literal timing point of view.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Don't push that basis.
To a place our hearts can weather. Love stories yet untold.
Nice. You can hear the chords starting to form, right? So we're creating overtones within a section to where we don't have to rely on all four being together, and already the confidence is building in this. Can I hear lead baritone real quick, just for those couple lines? Baritones, be that anti-lead. Be just as participatory in laying out the artistic groundwork.
Put your hand in mine.
No. Okay, try it again. Baritone's a little heavy-handed, would you think? Put your hand in mine. You're singing a barbershop baritone part. Think of this as if this were the melody. This is God's chosen part, right? We all baritones got to stick together. Put your hand in mine and have the beauty in your part. Even though the notes are weird, the delivery doesn't have to be. Okay?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me. Our hearts can weather love stories yet untold.
Good, good, good. Just sing that last told sound there.
Told.
Good. And lead, just sing that by yourself.
Told.
Good. Hear how that lacks volume, but it contains still a lot of sound DNA. It's just got that lift, but they're sensitive to it rather than just told. It's got a sensitivity to the moment. So baritones, if we could add some of that sensitivity, take a little bit of that weight out there. Two parts again.
Told your hand
is
told.
Good, good, good. That's all we need there. We need that O, we need a pure. Leads, you're actually a little bit on the sharp side on that one. Let's get all four together since they were just giving me the 5 minute warning. Tenors, join in there. Make sure you're highlighting sensitively the artistry that the bass has added, the unity that the leads added, the light and the purity and that artistic approach from the baritones as well.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet untold.
Keep going. Good job, tenors.
Look me in the eye.
Start that second, look into my eyes, or whatever that second A line is. As you get louder here, make sure you don't get louder with a volume knob. Find every other tool in the box you possibly can. More lift, better control, better resistance of the carriage so that we have better support. Anything other than just getting louder, but instead get more exciting, more intense, but into that same that exact same model. Don't change the model we just had on the sauce, because would you agree that up to that point, it's a heck of a lot cleaner than it was, okay? It can be at a louder volume as well. Don't think volume, think more intensity of what it was that you were doing, okay? So take that second A line.
You with me?
Okay, 30 seconds, I promise.
Look me in the eyes.
Look me in the eyes and let me stay forever. May the soul of mine endeavor to reach and touch your own.
Keep that O pure. Good. So that last comment was don't give up on sustained things.
Yeah.
Don't let vowels collapse, because that did happen. That was part of the patience thing that I was looking at. But we're out of time. But clean it. Listen to each other. You have good voices. Make sure you use each other's voices to make your own that much better. All right, guys.
Very much,
you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there's Ev again.
Are you their coach?
So, let me comment on what you said about expansion in the carriage.
Did you sing with him?
Making sure that there's more support in the carriage. That's the same thing as when we say expand the ribs and make sure that we're staying here instead of pushing it out. Does that make sense? When he says keep that support in the carriage. He's antagonization, he said, in the carriage too. So leaving the ribs out instead of letting them collapse in.